My name's Olivia. You're listening to. And this is my radio ravioli. Made fresh and hot and maybe a little spicy. No, can you have spicy ravioli? I think you can. I don't think I've ever had it. But, okay, anyway, this is radio ravioli. Made special every week. I really want, it's not technically breakfast time yet for me, but I really want to try ravioli with scrambled eggs in it, and maybe some bacon, but I don't know, maybe not bacon, maybe bacon on the side. Has anyone ever had that? Ravioli? Breakfast ravioli? What about dessert ravioli? That's like a truffle, right? I mean, everything is basically ravioli. A burrito is essentially, if you can have a breakfast burrito, you can have a breakfast ravioli, I think.
For example, I think that I'm selling my voices to our I thought I was the same. You were going with too much. I noticed the changes in your face, the fluctuations of your stamina. You look tired. It is you I'm looking at. What is yourself?
Like something was wrong, and I realized the light in the studio was on.
This is where I am.
So I've turned it off. It's a weird night tonight. The sky is kind of weird. It's cloudy. It's hot. Like fall is kind of like peeking its way out into summer.
Questions. They will give no answers. No discussions. There are no arguments. Everything is divided. Dissension will not be solved. There will be no dissension. There will be no disasters. There are no arguments.
Yesterday. guess I'm asking you to look. Look, none of us realized what was going to happen. We were meeting this year. I mean, my God, it must be a nightmare. You having to disguise yourself to gain access to the hospital, being tugged here and there.
Oh, the first thing, I'm not trying to get a word for this. I'm reaching kids across the country.
Wait a minute. Is it because you're reaching kids, or is it your own ego? But now I guess I'm asking you to pull the plug. Look, none of us realized what was going to happen. We were meeting this year. I mean, my God, it must be a nightmare. You having to disguise yourself to gain access to the hospital, being tugged.
Yeah, that sound can only mean one thing. The hottest group in the country. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Diana Ross and the Supremes. Yes.
Yeah.
This is Radio Ravioli. I am Olivia. Oh man, sometimes I lose my train of thought as I'm speaking. My name is Olivia, and this is my Radio Ravioli, served fresh and hot. Reflections by Diana Ross and the Supremes. Who's that talking to this about? Listen to it. Listen again. And again. And again. And again. I just kept going. What else do we have? I liked that we were media stupid thing. It's from an episode of Doogie Howser, MD. I love that show. I could watch that show all the time. I do often. You know, it's on Hulu. Man, I feel like I'm always making advertisements for corporations. Get Hulu, and you can watch Doogie Howser MD. It's a good show, though. But yeah, I don't know, it's some, I forget the plot, but he says, I think Doogie gets, whenever you talk about Doogie, it's a little funny. I think Doogie gets a little, he becomes like a celebrity overnight or something, and it goes to his head, and then, I forget the guy's name, but the main doctor guy is like, it was my mistake, we were media stupid, but it's fitting to our, whatever kind of world we live in these days. I feel like we're all media stupid, or they're media stupid, or I don't know, I'm so confused. I don't understand what I read, or what I see, or what I listen to. Ever. Specifically, media. You know, the news. Who cares? No, I care, I do care. It's important, it's scary, it's weird. Whatever. Bad vibes. I just want to forget. For a little while longer. Here I go, talking about vibes again. It's bad vibes. Media. Oh my god. I don't know. That is the John Rose. No, yeah, John Rose. This piece is a 19-string cello and a radio, and then a violin and a radio. It scared me. Usually you see things coming, but I didn't see that coming. I didn't hear that coming. Haha. Oh. Oh, Olivia.
Said I had 2 herniated discs in my spine that had to be removed. But I was afraid to go through with that operation because I was told if the doctors made one mistake, I'd never walk again. But after lying there flat on my back from September until March 72, I thought about how I'd been traveling up and down the dangerous highway, singing and telling men and women that God is able. And here I'm lying in the hospital, afraid to go into that operating room. The 29th day of March, I went into that operating room with no fear. I had to learn to walk again. I had to learn to use my hands again. But the minute I did that, thank God, I could go anywhere I want to go.
I had everybody to leave the theater when I did it that night because I wanted, to be able to kind of just stay loose and whatever happened, happened.
Yeah.
And so
I guess it's over.
I got a few photographs of it all, you know.
Like a stream of consciousness, wasn't it? Gee, I know you've been around tonight.
This is actually a really good album, John Rose. I don't know. I'm into the titles. Not always the sounds. But the titles and the descriptions. One is called First Cut. One is called Open Wounds. Another CD accident. Transfusion. All from an album called Vivisection. It's very, cutting. deep.
Burt Reynolds backstage.
I don't know. And we have. I just like those titles. This is Open Wounds right now. Cello and an FM radio signal.
Mm-hmm.
taking me places. Do you know?
We got back 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And it was a 6-week tour. Went to a lot of cold weather, Chicago, below zero weather. And I came home to catch a cold.
Yeah,
Chicago,
isn't that strange,
Philadelphia, huh? Pittsburgh, Boston, and Detroit. I went home.
Went home. It's funny, when you're in a cold weather like that, you never catch cold. But you come out here,
yes,
and the temperature changes and everybody falls apart.
Actually, I found it colder last night, you know, after the wind than it was.
It's a little strange here.
Yeah.
I'll bet it did not hurt your attendance a one bit, that kind of cold weather.
I don't play tennis very much.
No, I mean your attendance.
Oh, my attendance. Oh, you know, I think about that because most of the time when I see you, it's at tennis games, right?
Yeah.
No, it did not. It did not. In fact, I found in Detroit that it was so nice to be back home. I found myself doing more talking than singing. Yes, Detroit's home.
You're all your friends.
This is LaMorte Young.
You don't have time to see all your old friends, of course. They call you, they say, hey, why don't you come over to Dinah's, have a little dinner tonight and just sit around. And it's tough, isn't it, sometimes, when you don't have the time and you can't do it all.
In Detroit, I made time to see all of my friends, and I made time to see 215 students, high school students and college students who want.
Plus you got Diana Ross interviewing.
They want to know.
Speaking.
They want some advice.
You know, on The Tonight Show.
Why should I be given advice?
1977.
I can only tell you what's happened with me and what's happened to my life.
I was talking about Reflections earlier, right?
And it was really
and,
very important because it was a kiss.
I started watching their videos.
Oh, man.
And I started watching interviews of hers.
Gone back to Harvard for the weekend.
YouTube is a beautiful thing.
Hotel,
oh, man. It's not an advertisement. I just like the YouTube.
And they're so bright. The questions they ask, but you can give them advice.
And I like watching things.
At least relating to
I like that audio visual.
Good decision that you made.
What did you tell them?
First thing they say, how do you get into show business?
Well, yeah, I can tell them exactly what happened to me.
But radio is still relevant.
A person may be completely different from
there, sometimes.
But I just tell them what happened for me and what I found out worked for me.
What I'm
in my career.
And doing is
can work for
something I like as well.
And I do that. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All the time.
That's good advice.
I always say, once you get into show business,
it's one thing to have another profession on the side or have another talent.
Yes.
Like a sheep herder.
Before I was high.
If this fails, you can always, you know, herd sheep or something.
The music.
Not dramatic, and you don't get a big hand for it. But
I usually say to a question like that, really be devoted to it and believe in yourself. And if you totally, I think if they totally do get involved in that, it really is not, you can, you know, get another job. But if you believe in what you want to do,
and stay with it. We're going to come back and talk some more, so stay right where you are. We'll be right back. What's the thing you miss most when you're on the road? I know the things you probably hate as all performers are hotel rooms. And
well, this particular tour, I did find out that all tours are the same. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're starting out when I was starting with the Supremes years ago. But spending many hours in the hotel room. The first part of this tour, I took my kids with me, which was wonderful because they would wake me up at 7 o'clock in the morning after I've been up very late. But they stayed three weeks and then they went home for the second 2 weeks. And I missed them, actually. It is boring. You read a lot. You watch a lot of television and
different hotels. The television never worked very good. A lot of snow, a lot of lines like this. And I was, successful now. I suppose most people looking from the outside saying, wow, you know, the girl who started in Detroit, poor background, became so successful. Is there one thing that as soon as you became successful, you said, hey, I'm going to get for myself?
Well,
a lot of people, you know, they say, I'm going to buy the great fur coat, or I'm going to get me a big diamond ring, or, you know, something, maybe just complete luxury or silly or whatever.
The first thing that I bought when we started to earn really nice salary, I bought a home for my mother in Detroit. And the second thing I bought said, my car didn't start this morning.
Is there any one thing about this silly thing that you...
Well, I...
Or that you wouldn't buy for yourself?
Well, actually, you know, I had always decided I would never buy myself diamonds. That was something a man was supposed to get for me.
but yet you leave without a trace. Now like that big, big storm, it tore the town apart, left everyone trying to console their aching heart. Like that flood of hell, so wrong and out of place, it's seen by everyone, yet it leaves without a no trace, baby. That's how you show you love to me. You won't.